Hello and welcome to the Designated Report Wrestling Podcast, episode 45. We are the Horsemen. I'm your host, Corey, and we got Khalib and Edwin in the building today. Fellas, how you feeling?
What's going on?
Feeling good, man. I just had some oxtail dumplings.
All right.
It was
oxtail
great.
Oxtail dumplings.
It was great.
Jamaican?
I don't know. It was in Best Eye. I don't know what this restaurant. It's a restaurant called Sally's in Best Eye.
They've been around for a while, no?
Yeah, they had oxtail dumplings. It's very Asian influence, and it was good.
It was good.
It was good. I'm not here to promote them, but I'm just keeping it real.
I say a new restaurant, Sally's. Did you say that?
I don't know if it was new. I don't know. It was the first time I ate there.
My man said I got this new cuisine called Sally's.
Oh
man. Oh my God. Fellas, let's get right into it with, I think, probably the biggest topic of the last 2 weeks.
Oh my God. Khalib, so much news.
Khalib says,
and I will allegedly, so this is allegedly, will Punk and Daniel Bryan put AEW over the top? Because there are rumors that AEW will sign CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. So how do you guys feel about this? Will this make them more of a primetime player over WWE?
Where do I begin with this, man? There's so many. This week has been nuts. This has really been a nutty week in wrestling. Where do I begin with this? Will this put them over the top? You know, if they work it right, It could be a boost to them. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of CM Punk, as most people know, right? But I will say this about CM Punk. Just because I'm not the biggest fan of CM Punk doesn't mean that he doesn't belong in the wrestling business. He probably belongs in the wrestling business because there's a lot of people that like him. I get it. I'm not one. But there's multiple people, millions of people that think he's some type of God or something. I don't know. What I would do, and I'm gonna be honest, I stole this straight from Jim Cornette, and he makes a lot of sense when he says this. He said, you know, you were introduced CM Punk during that All Out crap that they have, the thing that they have in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because he's from Chicago. Mm-hmm. This is his hometown. You will introduce him, and he doesn't have no competing clause, nothing, because he's been out of wrestling for 7 years. So there's no, he can come in whenever they want to bring him in. And then you would bring Daniel Bryan in when they go to New York, because Daniel Bryan has a bigger following in New York.
Yeah.
So when they do the New York show in Flushing, Queens, that's when you would bring him in. This makes perfect sense. I think that right there, the way they would introduce that would help them out tremendously in terms of like the hardcore fan base aspect of professional wrestling. Now, is CM Punk is he like a John Cena? I don't think he is.
He's not, but the thing is you got to remember, like, so many people want to see this man back in wrestling. Like, the moment he steps foot in whatever organization it was, people are going to tune in regardless. Like you said, like him or not, like, being that he's been away for so long and people have been wanting him back, the moment he steps back, people are just going to tune in just because.
I agree that he has a following. I don't understand CM Punk, but he's not for me to understand. If you don't get him, you're just not going to get him. And I'm just one of those people that just don't get him. But I know I am a person that understands that he has a following. And a lot of people like him. I do get that. And like I always say, it's not always about everything that I like in wrestling. It's a mixture. It should be some things that I like and some things that other people like that should, you know, mix it in. And that would create a sort of a common ground with us folks, you know, that like certain wrestling and like certain other wrestling. So Yeah, CM Punk, he's good for the business of wrestling.
Yeah, I guess. That's what I'm saying. He's good for the business, for sure.
Is he a good wrestler? I don't think he is, but that's not for me to decide. You know, that's for you guys to decide. You guys who think he can, he's a great promo and he's right.
I think he's a good promo.
I give him credit. He's a really good promo. I give him credit. Yes, he can talk on a mic. That's one thing that I always give him credit for. He can spontaneously come up with something crazy.
Yeah,
I'll give him credit for that. Can he wrestle? I think his kicks is crap. I think his punches is crap. I think
his kicks might be better now that he's coming from MMA, man. He has some training, so
don't get me started with MMA. He got knocked out. Like, come on, man.
His kicks might be better now, bro. His kicks might be a lot better.
No.
See, for me, when you say he has a following, I'm thinking of an individual like The Rock. Rock to me has a following. So The Rock could bring a fan base to the product that they never watched the product, right? When I hear of CM Punk, I think AEW always stays in that same box. They have the same fan base. So whoever's watching New Japan and they see, give me a guy for New Japan, Okada.
Jay White.
So if Okada comes to New York, it's going to be a pop, but nobody's going to know. Like, I wouldn't know Okada if I saw Okada on the street. So it's not going to be a pop, but I never got CM Punk, like you said. I mean, to me, he's always been skinny fat. His tattoos look corny. I mean, he's not the greatest wrestler.
He has a Pepsi tattoo. Like, he's honestly.
A Pepsi tattoo. He's never main event. Like, he never main evented. Like all these pay-per-views that The Rock and John Cena were there.
But,
so he's like a second fiddle.
But he's always had the WWE title. That's what I'm trying. When he was complaining on Colt Cabana's podcast about how he's never main event, I'm like, but bro, you always had the WWE title. All my life watching you. You had the WWE title. What's your problem?
It was like one of those titles, like, who can we put it on him? We put it on him because he's not headlining anyway. Because nobody's going to buy a ticket. I'm going to watch CM Punk headline. No. And same thing with Daniel Bryan. I like Daniel Bryan. He had a great run when he fought, Triple H. And then he beat Batista and Randy Orton in one night. That was magical.
Yeah, but the Taker match he had was good. The Taker at Mania, that was good. And the Brock Lesnar one.
I always liked Daniel Bryan more than CM Punk, to be honest.
They're good. Daniel Bryan's good, but Daniel Bryan's not going to move the needle. I think because their ratings been like of a good solid, 1.1?
They begin the ones now. They've been at the 1 million.
I think Daniel Bryan more so, his reasoning was because AW has that ties with New Japan. And I think he's been wanting to compete in New Japan, so he can kind of do both. So I think that's more so his thing.
Daniel Bryan reminds me of, like, I think of you, Edwin. Like, he's like a guy, you know, he wants to wrestle just to wrestle.
Yeah.
You know, remember Edwin, I was like, you want to make $3 million just sitting down or 100,000? You're like, man, I want to make that 100,000 and just go out there and do my flips.
I want to be a star. Then jump.
It's the same thing. I want to be a star and jump for 100,000. Like, that's what he's doing. He's like, I want to wrestle Okada and Shitsu Naito and Shaboka and, I don't know, all these other guys.
They probably paying him, bro. He's probably getting paid.
He's going to get a mil. He's going to get a mil, 100%. Tony Khan is paying everybody.
That's what I was about to say. I'm like, this guy, well, all these contracts, is this guy going to get bankrupt at some point?
There has to be some release. Like, some people have to be like, somebody, go. Somebody
they have
has
not
to
released
be.
Anybody
because, like you said, they're going to be bankrupt in like God knows when. Like, it's insane. Now, like, let's say I know Corey, you said it wasn't true or whatever, but the Brock Lesnar thing. Like, if they went and signed Brock, like,
oh my God,
you ain't got no money.
They're bankrupt. They officially bankrupt if they get Brock Lesnar.
You ain't got no money.
They will have nothing. And it would show that they are just the most hypocritical company ever in wrestling if they was to get Brock Lesnar. Yeah. It would just show, listen, Don't give me that crap about WWE with part timers. Brock Lesnar would be a part timer in AEW.
Oh, you big time, big time. He's not showing up for Fyter Fest or these other weekly stupid shows. No, he's not doing this.
Okay.
Not at all.
So speaking of showing up, is WWE dropping the ball with their NXT call-ups? I can't even say the word because I look at NXT now as like a joke.
It's a joke.
I haven't like literally, I was going to say NFL. I don't even know what the acronyms are. Bro, I have literally tried to watch NXT and I have,
yeah, I can't watch bad. It. It's not like the way it used to be. And I used to always tune in on Wednesdays when it was like an hour max, but like now I don't know. It's just, there's no, usually like, you know, like the weekly shows, there's like usually some type of storyline or like some connection between rivalries. It's just, they're just putting people in matches and like, it's just.
Let me put this in the context here. So everybody can follow along here. So Karrion Kross, right? It's probably one of the most dominant wrestlers ever booked.
He should be.
In NXT. Like he's never lost, right? Never, ever, ever lost. And he goes up to,
Raw.
Well, he went to Raw.
Raw.
And he lost to Jeff Hardy on a roll-up. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this man has never lost, ever. And he lost by a roll-up. And rumor has it the following week, he was going to lose again to Jeff Hardy. Right? Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Correlate that to Keith Lee now, who comes back. And Keith Lee faces Karrion Kross, and then Karrion Kross actually beats Keith Lee.
It makes no sense. So,
fellas, what are they doing? Because how much in the shithole is Keith Lee?
I don't know
what
Keith Lee did. I don't know what he did, bro. Like,
I know what he did.
So, what's you guys' thoughts?
When Jeff Hardy beat it, Karrion, I kind of thought what was going to happen. This is what I thought they were trying to lean towards. Like, maybe bring Jeff Hardy into NXT and maybe challenge Karrion Kross to a match. I kind of thought that's what they were kind of leaning into, but now I see maybe that's not what they were doing.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just overthinking this. Because I thought like, at least if they did that, it would make more sense. It would be like, okay, they're trying to set up a rivalry between Jeff Hardy and Karrion Kross, because they don't got Jeff Hardy doing nothing on Raw anyway. So why not just have him on NXT to boost up Karrion Kross?
And then they took away Scarlett. Like, they left her. And like the whole, you know how like NXT used to do the camera angles for his entrance? Like, they took that away. It just, I don't know, man. Like, why did they change? So like, why? You don't have to change everyone, bro. You don't have to do that.
They literally stripped him of everything that made him.
And then now is he going to lose to Samoa Joe too? Like,
yeah, he has to lose to Samoa Joe.
Well, yeah, he has to. But like, it's just now with him losing to Jeff Hardy and then going back to, you know, about to lose to Samoa Joe, is just like, ooh, not so good.
You know what I realized though? Because I feel like I'm going to use the term. I'm not sure if I stole this, but I feel like NXT is a different universe from WWE. Like, because do you remember how, I think Tommaso Ciampa and Gargano was beefing at one point, and then WWE brought them up as a tag team?
Yeah,
like, weren't they dudes just beefing? And then Ricochet and Aleister Black ended up being a tag team as well. So Vince is not even watching the product. Vince is like, who's that guy? Oh, he does a good kick. Bring him up.
They are
bringing the entire team,
calling people up. Like, they're bringing Aaliyah's working dark matches, Indy Hartwell's working dark matches, and then Austin Theory as well.
Well, Austin Theory's good.
But Aaliyah's not even better than who they traded her for. What's her name?
Mandy Rose.
She's not better than Mandy Rose.
Has Aaliyah even won a match? Like, all her matches she's lost. Like, we haven't even seen her win.
A comedy act.
And Indy as well. I mean, Indy, she, you know, she won the NXT tag match, but we really haven't seen much of her.
Right.
Oh, they're bringing her up too?
They're bringing her up. They're supposed to bring up The Way, but I don't think Gargano and this girl's going to go.
Oh, please don't bring that. I mean, well, Maybe they should bring them up. I don't know, because they've been on NXT forever.
Khalid, you even said it, Khalid. You even said sometimes you got to graduate.
Graduate. I feel bad. At some point, you got to graduate out of NXT.
It's the same as Adam Cole. Adam Cole now has to go. I'm tired of seeing him fight Kyle O'Reilly.
Adam Cole has to go. He should have went last year, but he has to go now. Yeah,
he has to go now because now he's kind of like,
I don't want to see another Adam Cole. I don't want to see another Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, or Adam Cole versus another doofy looking scrawny dude.
Adam Cole has to get in shape.
Well, yeah, that too.
He looks bad now.
And Kyle O'Reilly needs. I don't even know if this is a character. What is this?
They trying to make him like the Fonz or something. Like I don't know what they're trying to do.
He's like some hippie type.
Yeah. He needs steroids. That's what he needs.
I don't know, bro.
He needs steroids. Yeah, I advocate for steroids. Yeah, he does. I do advocate for steroids.
Look out for my guy Austin Theory coming up. All right. I told you guys from the jump.
Austin Theory looked like a grown man. So,
I've seen Austin Theory for like a good 4 years now.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
That's my guy. I've always liked Austin Theory. That is my main guy. So, we'll move on. Is AEW going too far with the hardcore main events? Let me paint the picture here.
Paint that picture.
I think there was like four so far. Go ahead.
So let's go back to back weeks. So you had Jon Moxley versus Lance Archer in a a death match, right? So okay, I'm not sure if we were texting at this point, but I don't even know how to explain this, ladies and gentlemen. So yeah, at one point, Lance Archer was stabbing him with the fork, right?
Yes.
Now my thing is this with wrestling, right? We all know wrestling is predetermined, right?
Yes.
But the bumps and bruises that these men and women take, they hurt.
Yes.
Right? It hurts. So if you have regular people thinking, oh my God, this is fake, right? Why would you legit take a fork and stab somebody in the head? You're bleeding, right?
I'm not letting anybody do that to me. I'm sorry.
Then you get a choke slam on a table of barbed wire. I'm thinking, oh my God, this has to be fake, but this is real, right? So you're blurring this line where people already think it's fake, but it's not fake, it's real. So why would you put yourself in that predicament, right? So that's one. And two, you have Jericho. Oh my God. When I talk about somebody who needs to get in shape. So you have Jericho versus what is this guy's name?
Nick Cage.
The guy who robbed the bank without a mask and all this stuff.
The dummy from Jersey.
So this guy takes a pizza cutter and cuts Jericho on the arm first. So I'm thinking, wait, did Jericho just blade himself? That's a quick blade. Did he just? I hope he did. Then all of a sudden he's like blading his head. Like, what are we doing here?
And don't forget you had the coffin match too. That was a hardcore match.
The coffin match was fine. That was like kind of like, but it wasn't bloody. It was just like weird bumps.
But let's focus on this Nick Cage and Jericho thing. First of all, come on, let's be honest. That was a bad match.
That was not
a good match. No. That wasn't even a good hardcore match.
He can barely pick up Jericho at some point. At some points, I was like, he's going to drop Jericho on his head, bro.
Honestly, like, you know, Jericho over here blading his arm. His arm he bladed. I'm like, have you lost your everlasting mind, Jericho? You are blading your arm now. And I saw it. I blatantly saw him. The camera, I don't know who the camera person was, but they showed it, him blading his arm. And I'm just saying to myself, have you sank this low to try to get these idiots in the crowd to like you or something? I don't know what you're trying to do. You're blading your arm? You know how dangerous that is? You got arteries, kinds of stuff in your arm.
It's insane.
Like, and you're going to blade it just to show these idiots that, oh, this is a death match, this is hardcore.
Yeah, I don't see the whole.
What's going on with you, Jericho? Like, you used to be my boy. There was a time when you was really my boy, man. But now, it's just, you're just doing weird stuff to get idiots to cheer you on.
But like I said before, like it's time for Jericho to go. Like, because now he's just doing. He doesn't care anymore.
It's time for Jericho to go.
Yeah, it is. He's just doing whatever now. Like now, you know, after he won the title, that's it. He's now, I didn't know he has two gimmicks. The Painmaker, like I didn't know that was like a specific gimmick.
Oh yeah, it's a gimmick.
And then, you know, the regular Jericho. So he's doing too much. He's got to go.
You damn well know you knew that. Don't do that.
No, because like I mean, he had the Painmaker thing in New Japan. And yeah. He kind of brought it over in AEW, but I mean,
what he does, Khalib? You see what he does? He makes it seem like, oh, I didn't know.
No, I didn't say I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, I didn't know. I was like, I didn't know.
It's kind of like he's trying to be like Mick Foley in a way, kind of. It seems like.
No. You know that idiot Nick Cage is trying. That guy is a loser.
He got paid, man. He got paid.
How
much you think Tony Khan paid him?
What for that match? He probably gave him a couple of grand. I don't know. Like maybe 25 for that match. I don't know. Some stupid.
I don't think he paid him that much because I mean he wasn't really needed. Like you can get somebody hardcore anyway,
bro. He got paid.
I don't think so.
He got something.
Something, but it was. I mean, that match, bro. He looks low. First off, he looks small.
Yeah,
he has a good look though. Like he has a look. Let me rephrase that.
Good look.
He has a look that. No, let me rephrase it. Like he has a look that. Oh yeah, I'll hurt you.
Oh right? Yeah.
Like he has a look like. Oh man, if I saw him on the train and I'm by myself, I would keep my eye on him. Like right, I don't trust this dude.
Now what's
like he doesn't have like a Young Bucks look.
But bro, he is a fake ass Mick Foley, like he's fake. He's like all those death match wrestlers over there in New Japan and over here in America. To me, they're all bogus. They are the most bogus wrestlers. They come with the fluorescent lights.
Your boy, Zack Ryder, man. What happened? That's your boy.
What? I don't know what the hell Zack Ryder was doing in that match. Like,
dude.
Like I'm like, you know, and then he wins the match, and they just throw all types of trash. You see this crowd? Like they just
don't. What are you trying to prove to these people? Like why? Like what do you like? What is it? Not to like get off the topic. Not that anybody cares. But like, what is he trying to prove? What is he trying to prove?
I don't
know. What is he trying to prove?
That's a good question.
To win a ZWMP3
whatever title. Like what are you trying to prove?
Bro, whatever a belt that Nick Gage has, I don't want that belt.
No. Who wants that? Like.
Is Zack Ryder's honestly? That was Zack Ryder's low.
That's his low. And there was people on Twitter like comparing him to like Shawn Michaels winning the title. I was like, you got to be out of your mind.
Are those marks that they mind is gone.
I'm commenting on these things. I'm like, are you guys out of your mind? Why are you comparing this? Like, this is not a big moment. Like,
absolutely not.
This is not big. That's the type garbage.
Of, you know what kind of belt that was? That's the type of belt that I used to make with my cousins when we were 9 years old, and we used to have bed wrestling.
Yeah.
And we used to make the belts out of cardboard.
Oh my god!
That man couldn't get a shot at AEW. Like, wasn't he there?
Well, he was an Impact. He wasn't AEW. Like,
He was.
Oh, he's an Impact. Is he an Impact right now? Is that his main spot?
I don't know. Like, go back to Long Island, wherever he's from. Like,
Zach messed up. He messed up, bro.
He's done.
And he has a good look too, and he's in shape.
Zach had a good look. He had a good look when he was, you know, kind of popular. But now it's all downhill.
He's finished. That's it for him. He's done.
And so is Nick Cage. And this match with Chris Jericho, I can't get over it. He bladed his arm. I can't get over that. Like, that's kind of like that is his low life. his low highlight of his life is the fact that he bladed his arm for Nick Cage. Who the hell is Nick Cage?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is who he bladed his arm for. I know Nicolas Cage. I've seen his movies, but Nick Cage, I don't, you know.
So, and now, like, going back to Jericho, now we get, like, whatever this MJF thing, like, I'm tired of this. They need to stop this nonsense.
What do they call it?
The five stages of whatever, something.
It's like Hercules, the five yeah. things that Hercules had to do.
So now they're bringing back Juventud Guerrero next week.
The juice.
This is
Jericho. So wild, the only way Jericho win a match is with a maneuver off the top rope.
This Jericho has to face this non wrestling ass Nick Cage. I don't even feel bad for Jericho no more. Forget it.
I'm gonna go off topic for a little bit too, for like 1 minute. So I give AEW credit. They do try, right? Like I think it was a promo between MJF and Jericho like a year and a half ago where he said, oh, you know, he mentioned Juventud, right?
Yeah, he mentioned him. He was like, who's Juventud?
So I give them credit, right?
That's smart.
But then it's like I watched them and I watched a match with the Dark Order versus the Elite.
Oh my God, the two squad.
The sneakers were dope.
No,
they had the Space Jam.
Those some dope sneakers.
Those were dope. I'll give them that. I really want those sneakers. Yeah. They're dope. But they did a move where Kenny Omega had a basketball. And I think it was Nick Jackson. He jumped off the rope, tried to dunk the ball, and then gave him a Meltzer driver.
Yeah.
What are we doing, folks?
How do you miss a dunk like that?
I don't know.
The rim is right there.
They could at least got a little bit more training too on dribbling and like, come on. Like.
And then I see, then I'm watching, I'm like, oh my God, this is Adam Page. Oh, man, this package is great. I'm like, oh, okay, they got me.
Yeah.
Then the lights go on. The Dark Order with the mask and they have like the handkerchiefs on their face. I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing, man? What are y'all doing? I can't take this serious.
I know you can't, and I can't either. But once again, that crowd loves them.
Yep. But
I don't get it. But
and I know, I think, hold on, let me pull up the text just to make sure. Just to make sure. Oh, so we're going into it anyway. But I'll go back to it. I'll let Corey start it.
Oh, last topic. Thoughts on Bray Wyatt getting fired.
Did he get fired?
Well, it was budget cuts.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Bray Wyatt had 12 years with WWE. Let's, you know, round of applause for him staying 12 years at him having a job. Because let's face it, this is a job. I know people don't want to believe that. This is a job. He was working with the top wrestling company for 12 years. He was employed. So now, where do we go from here with Bray Wyatt? Does Bray want to continue wrestling?
Yes.
With AEW?
Yes.
Because that's the only option he really has is AEW. I mean, I know there's Impact and there's...
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. If AEW's smart, because right now, you see, like you just said too, like just to go back to, you said Dark Order comes out with the handkerchief. Like they're a likable group, but they're a joke at the moment.
They are a joke.
Right now, the
especially
only way...
Silverman.
You have to get rid of Hangman Page because Hangman Page doesn't fit that. He doesn't fit that whole gimmick because he's a cowboy.
He's like, not really the leader, right? He just hangs with them.
He just hangs with them. But in order to get them to get back where they sort of were, is you have to bring Bray Wyatt in.
Okay. I had a feeling you was going to go there. I had a feeling you was going to go there, Edwin.
But bring him in and do what?
But Edwin, here's the problem. because I had a feeling you was going to say that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, Edwin. This would be the second Wyatt member that they had as their leader. The second one.
Yes.
Wyatt member. Wyatt.
But
WWE.
I mean, look, but
their second WWE
just, leader. His that gimmick, that little dark gimmick, he can carry that on. Like, you know, of course he had the whole thing, you know, him and Luke, they were like, you know, they're close friends or whatever. I think he would do it just in regards to that.
Just in regards to that?
Just to finish what he started.
That's if AEW hires him. I mean, that's how many WWE stars?
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, at this
why
rate.
Why would you? I mean, don't get me wrong. He was that good of a wrestler.
He might not have been a good, like a fantastic wrestler, but he's amazing on the mic. He was really good on the mic. And he has a lot of like creative juice. Like he can.
Was he really good on the mic?
He was good on the mic.
I mean, at this point, AEW is hiring everybody.
They're hiring everyone.
You might as well finish up this Wyatt family thing.
Just finish it up and bring Braun with you.
Bray. I don't know. You know, I can see AEW doing this.
They can do, bro. That would be the new like Wyatt family.
They already
honestly, I like that character that he had, the Fiend. They messed that up so bad.
Did you see now? And I kind of like agreed with it a little bit. Did you see Mickey James' tweet?
No,
I did.
How she said,
you know what? Yeah.
Some people were giving her like, but it kind of made sense where she said that how, you know, you had like a creative genius who worked two different characters and was so over, and they decided to give it to somebody else so they can just let him go and still make money off of his, what he created.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Alexa Bliss is not making that character work. No. They're booing her.
They're going to squash that character.
They are.
The character
they have done. To because they done. Are destroying her every time she comes out now.
That character's
she's
done.
She's not getting love. She's not getting love right
she
now.
She might be gone for a month and just come back regular.
If I'm AEW, I like that Fiend character, but make it. I don't like these characters that like appear and reappear here, and they're doing like this magical Undertaker stuff. Just make him like a psychopath who talks to himself like. Who's like a Mr. Rogers
but like
guy.
The Eaters of the World. But when he first came in, he can be like that. He doesn't have to be the Fiend.
Well, they have.
I like the Fiend, though. I like the Fiend.
Well, they have Aleister Black now, right? And he's doing his thing. He's kind of the same person.
He's the same person. He said it himself. He said that's the character he wanted while he was in. That's the character he wanted when he was in WWE. He just brought it over, changed his name. That's it.
He's doing the same thing, actually. It's the same character.
Same thing.
So
just putting on like black face paint on your eye and then just
it's the same thing.
Same thing. Same exact thing.
So I guess they could do it with Bray and maybe make it better. Listen, at the end of the day though, AEW, I'm being honest, like their budget is more over than the Lakers budget right now. With Westbrook and LeBron and AD,
that must mean no.
Their budget is crazy right now. I don't know what's going on.
That must
and,
mean
and the
no.
Lakers can only sign veteran minimums right now. Terrible. They can't even sign Lakers. Nobody.
And I heard they're trying to sign Tessa Blanchard.
Oh, AEW.
Like,
yep.
Geez. I'm surprised she's still out there. Like, that's like shocking.
She has like horrific attitude problems.
Yeah, it must be. It must be something like that because there's no reason.
But
somebody like her,
she's a beast.
But I don't know, maybe like, I guess the talent AEW has that's working the YouTube show or whatever, just, I don't know how many people are on that show, but they're probably not getting paid as much as we think.
But Edwin, be honest.
Hold on, Cleve. Yeah. I like what you just said. This is how hypocritical they are. Do you remember when they first came out, they said, oh, everybody's gonna get healthcare. It don't matter who you are. Everybody's getting paid the same amount. Do you remember that?
AEW said that?
Yes.
They were saying something like
that. It is not.
They said,
a lot.
Doesn't matter who you are, you're going to get paid the same amount. So you're telling me now, Andrade, who got paid $5 million a year, and you tell me CM Punk is not going to get paid. CM Punk is going to get at least gonna get paid $4 million a year.
At least $5 to $6 million.
So he's getting paid the same money as Dark Order?
No, it's absolutely not. It's not. He's absolutely not.
And here's the thing about AEW. He's right about the hypocritical stuff, because if they sign CM Punk and if they sign Daniel Bryan, and I think they have already, they are signing multi-million dollar guys that will be part-time wrestlers. No way is CM Punk wrestling every Dynamite, every what's the other bullcrap they have coming up? Rampage. There's no way he's gonna wrestle these two shows every week.
Absolutely not.
So they hiring part-time wrestlers themselves. If they get Brock Lesnar, which I don't think they are, but whatever. If they get him, that's another. He's a part-time wrestler. So the other thing about AEW, I just don't want them to complain. I don't. That's the only thing about AEW. I want them to stop talking about how WWE does this. You're doing the same stuff. Okay, let's be honest. It's just business. And at some point, when your business starts going, when you start getting to a point where people start coming to your company, like AEW is, you're going to start doing the same business practices as Vince McMahon has been doing his whole life. That's all I'm trying to say.
I'll also leave with this. So they're signing all these people, right? Big time deals. Where's their revenue? They're not making any money.
Now they're starting to make the money.
How much money are they making? WWE, I saw WWE earnings call. This is the most money they ever made.
But WWE, they done signed so many lucrative deals with Peacock and Saudi Arabia and all kinds of deals.
That's how you do business.
All that money, right? All that money they got. And then they're like, oh, all of our big time contracts, I'll send them out. We will cut you, right? AEW's like, oh, I'll take you and I'll give you more. So WWE is getting a better balance sheet. AEW is adding more. So at some point, you're operating at a loss. You're going to have to cut people. Then you're going to let the people go. And then they're going to come running back to...
That's going to be the downfall.
That's going to be... The day that I want to see is the day that one big AEW star goes to WWE.
So it's going to happen soon. It has to happen soon.
I want to see the day that MJF, I believe he'll be like the first one to jump board. I think he will be the first one to jump board. I'm predicting that right now, that MJF will be their first.
I could see that. I could see Vince like loving that.
I
don't think they'll let MJF be MJF, though. I don't think they'll let him be MJF.
I think Vince would.
Well, MJF is not, you know, they're not really, MJF is, like, he's kind of been gimmicked a little bit in AEW. He's not really wrestling. He's not really doing much.
I said that before. Didn't I say that? You did. He has, five matches, and that's it.
They've been gimmicking him a little bit lately.
He doesn't wrestle.
We're gonna do the Pillars of Jericho and all this gimmicking him. Not wrestling, not performing. So at some point, you know.
Called it. Thank you, Philippe.
Yeah.
Damn shame.
No problem.
All right. Edwin, would you like to do the bid us good do of the day?
Well, that wraps up episode 45, Designated Report Wrestling Podcast. Why are you making that face?
You know, it's like Khalid, this guy, you know, he's rusty.
You know, I'm the tech guy now. You know, I'm the tech guy. So I didn't know if I said that. I didn't know if I had the honest.
Yo, shout out to Frankie, man. Yo, I miss him, man.
Frank the Tank doing his thing out in Orlando.
I know, he's doing his thing. Can't, you know, hate on him, but.
Doing his thing.
He'll come soon.
We'll be back soon. That wraps up episode 45. What we got this week? We got anything?
Yeah. What's
I know
what's
Raw, SmackDown, AEW got another Fighter Fest or whatever.
Yes, they got no. I think part two was already.
I think Rampage starts this week. Whatever the hell that is.
Rampage. Right.
Friday, right? That's Friday.
Does Cody fight Aleister Black or?
Yes, Cody fights Aleister Black.
Of course. Of course, Cody has to be involved in this. Of course.
Of course he does.
Why would he not be involved in something?
That's the main event.
It's gonna be a good match, though.
Yeah.
Let's Cody see. Doesn't have bad matches.
Cody Rhodes is the Ric Flair of the AEW.
He's the Ric Flair of AEW. Is that a compliment?
He's Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
You know what Ric Flair was in WCW, where he had like the money. He'd come out, he'd talk, he'd do that, and then whoever he
wants. I can see that.
That's Cody Rhodes.
I can see that.
That's Cody right now.
He's a stylish dude.
He is. He's a stylish dude. I can't hate. He's stylish.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Sometimes.
No pay-per-views this week though, right?
Not until the 21st.
Nah, I bet.
That's when SummerSlam happens.
We'll be back next week.
Yes, sir.
More wrestling news around the world, fellas. It's been a pleasure.
Always.
Not around the world. Maybe just America.
You look sharp.
Thank you, sir.
The Musa to you.
The Musa. Corey,
you look sharp.
I got a haircut too.
I see.
Thank you, man.
You look sharp.
Thank you.
All right,
got a little fade.
I see you guys later.
All right, peace.
Later.